The moment I saw her, I knew I had to have her. The neighbor's daughter is one of the sexiest sluts I've ever seen. Always playing outside in her dresses and short skirts. I know I'm a filthy pedophile, but I can't help getting hard for such a pretty child slut. She can't be older than 6. Sometimes, I watch her through the window while I jerk my cock. The little slut teases me so much. So I decided it's time for me to have her. Oh, I kidnapped her while she was walking down the sidewalk. It was easy enough. I offered her water with special drugs and shoved her in my car. I don't think anybody saw. Nobody's come for her yet. I got to work preparing her before she woke up. I stripped off her adorable pink dress, exposing her white polka dot panties and flat chest. I couldn't help myself, so I played with her for a bit. I licked and squeezed her little baby nipples. And then I had a taste of her sweet underage cunny. Felt so good to molest the young girl. I finished getting her ready by tying up her hands and feet. And then I slipped a ring gag in her mouth to force it open. And I covered her eyes with a blindfold so she wouldn't even know what was happening. She was ready to be my cock slave. I set her on her knees and started rubbing my cock on her face until she woke up. It didn't take long for pre-cum to start leaking from the tip. I painted her face and made her look even prettier. When she finally woke up, she panicked, trying to struggle to get out of her bindings, but it was no use. She tried asking me who I was, but I didn't plan on speaking. I wanted her to be as scared as possible. Her words were a little hard to understand because of the gag. It was cute. I guided the tip of my cock into her open hole and inserted it. She seemed to freeze up. I pulled her hair and that made her get to work. She started licking me. Oh, the underage slut's tongue felt so good on my cock. I just let her lick for a while. I started gently patting her hair. It was kind of nice. She let out the cutest little moans. I wanted her to get comfortable. That way she was caught off guard when I grabbed her hair and forced myself inside. I only pushed about half in. I just held it there for a minute. I was pushing against her throat and she let out some sexy gags that made my cock twitch. I was filling her up so much already. Gave her a quick breath and then shoved it in even deeper. Now she was starting to choke on me. I thrust it in and out for a bit. My cock felt incredible, sliding against her little tongue. Eventually, I couldn't help myself and just shoved the rest in. And now it was balls deep inside her preteen throat pussy. Fuck! Oh, it felt so good, I almost came right then, but I wasn't done abusing her throat. I saw tears falling from underneath the blindfold. A huge adult girl cock was just too much for this child whore. But I didn't care. I grabbed her head with both hands. It felt so small and delicate. Like I could break it so easily. I just held her in place. I slammed my hips into her face over and over and over again. Her tight throat made it so difficult. But with each thrust, there was less and less resistance. she was making obscene noises. Noises a six-year-old girl should never make. Oh, but they sounded wonderful. At that point, I couldn't stop my hips even if I tried. Oh, my cock was punching her tiny throat repeatedly. My balls kept hitting her chin and making a wet slapping sound. After a good few minutes of brutal face raping, I was so close to coming. Whore's throat was milking me so much. I needed to fill her with my cum. I pressed her nose into my stomach. My cock buried fully inside her. With a loud moan, I emptied every drop out of my balls. Rope after rope went straight down into my little cum dump. When I started to pull out, there were strings of cum and spit connecting her face to my cock. I had ruined the little bitch's throat. Fucked it like a cunt. She was coughing and spitting up cum. I was surprised she was still awake, but I was glad. My cock was still rock hard. And she had two other holes for me to ruin. So I picked her up. I carried her to my bed. I laid her on her back and untied her feet. She had been crying for a while now, calling for her mommy. I wanted to tell her that I was her mommy now, but I stayed silent. I got on top of her and started playing with her again. I made out with the slut, tasting my cum still on her tongue, and I sucked her little nipples, tugging on them while she let out her little squeals. And then I started rubbing my rock-hard cock against her little bald cunny. The slit was so warm against me. I didn't push it inside yet because I remembered the gag in the girl's mouth. While I enjoyed hearing her cry for mommy, I had an even better idea now. I went to my drawer and pulled out a big dildo. Not as big as my cock, but it would do. I inserted it into her mouth and down her little throat. She didn't deserve to breathe. And this way, she could feel what it was like to be stuffed from both ends. Sexy gag started again, and my cock couldn't stop throbbing. The slut was getting abused. Her virgin throat now turned into a fleshlight. I slipped back between her legs, my cock rubbing her wet cunny again. I wanted that title so bad. And I would have it, eventually. But my real target was just a bit lower. She started kicking her legs, so I grabbed them and held them up. Gave me a better view of her holes, anyway. I wanted this bitch to know that every part of her small little body was mine. So I pressed the tip of my cock against her tiny little anus and pushed in. Squeezed my cockhead so tightly. She started screaming around the dildo. I knew she was in pain, but I didn't care. I was not going to go slow this time. I shoved my entire cock inside her at once. Thought I felt something tear. She was really loud now. God, it sounded so good. Her anal virginity was mine. I just stayed there for a bit. The young girl had cocks balls deep inside her mouth and ass. I thought about the meeting in the middle, a fully impaled rape slut. She was still crying, but she stopped flailing. Oh, her little sobs were so adorable. She looked so sexy in this lewd position. I started pulling my cock out. I went slowly and let her feel every inch. I wanted her to hope for a moment of relief. But just as my tip was about to pop out, I slammed my cock back in, and I didn't let up. She was getting fucked now. It felt so good raping her child ass. I never felt a tighter hole. I was fucking stretching her open. The little girl should have been home playing with dolls or watching Disney movies. But instead, she was getting her baby asshole raped by a fat female adult cock. I saw the bulge in her throat from the dildo. She looked so good suffocating on it. I wrapped my hands around her throat and started squeezing. It made her asshole clench down on me even tighter. Fuck. Her little body really knew how to please me. After a bit, I felt the urge to come again, but I was having too much fun. I stopped for a minute till the feeling went away. Then I started thrusting again. I edged myself like this for about 15 minutes before I just couldn't hold it any longer. I shot my semen inside her underaged butthole. God, I loved knowing she was full of my pedo cum. When I pulled out, I saw it dripping from her butt. Her asshole was gaping from how much I stretched it. The little girl had stopped screaming. It's just laying there in shock. My precious little cum dump was thoroughly used, and my cock was finally satisfied. The dildo was soaking wet when I pulled it out. Her throat properly stretched. She'd be ready for another good throat fucking later. I untied her arms, but then I cuffed her to my bed. I wanted to let her rest for a bit, but I couldn't have her trying to escape. I thought about the slut's mom. She would have no idea that her daughter was just across the street, getting raped by the sweet neighbor girl and her huge, thick cock. I took pictures of my slut's open mouth and gaping ass that I planned to print and put inside the neighbor's mailbox. I wanted to see her mom's reaction. I wanted to watch her as she realized what her daughter had become. A helpless 6-year-old fuck toy. I gave my slut a kiss on the forehead before leaving her to rest. I want her to be fully awake when I rape that tiny cunny. Oh, I plan to abuse my fuck doll as much as possible until it breaks. I'll ruin this little child cum dump.